There is a tiny chemical reaction that has aided humanity during most of its existence. Its power and value have ebbed and flowed as a commodity throughout the span of thousands of years. Yet without it, life would not exist. It's been 15 years since I first took anatomy and physiology, but I still remember that our body is controlled largely by one element. It's an oversimplification, but without salt, life could not exist. Sodium chloride, the most mundane of all chemical reactions, has great power and value. Think of how we use it in food. Salt has the power to make a flavor come alive in a dish, or it has the power to completely ruin food. It has certainly held value throughout the ages as well, especially in the ancient world. Soldiers in the Roman army were paid in salt, which is where the very word salary comes from. It gained value because with it, one could preserve food and thus sustain life. If something has the power to sustain life, that certainly seems like a powerful and valuable substance. And the Lord tells every listener of the gospel that we are the salt of the world. He is implicitly telling us that because we exist, we have value. Salt was highly prized, on par with gold. The Lord is telling each and every one of us that he views us as something very precious, on par with the value we place on gold now. But I said salt had value and also power. So inherent in his naming us the salt of the earth, he is also telling us that we have great potential for power. We have the power to use our words to spread the gospel. The scriptures are absolutely the meal, and our testimony is the salt that punches it up and makes it personal and connect with others. Salt preserves life by allowing food to stay good longer, and we must preserve the bond of charity in the body of Christ, like salt preserves the shelf life of food. By telling us that we are salt, the Lord is telling us that he deeply values us because he has made us for great potential. We have the power to spread the gospel, but also to preserve the peace in the body of Christ. But what happens if salt goes bad, the Lord says? So about that, I don't know if you're a chemist, but salt doesn't actually go bad. So, the good news is that the Lord was not speaking on chemical reactions. He was speaking on morality, so he was using hyperbole. However, it does let us know that we cannot be anything other than what we have been made to be. We may not choose to use that power, or we may not choose to see our own value, just like keeping salt in the cupboard and not using it. But the moment we decide to no longer be afraid and are ready to live up to the potential that the Lord has made us for, is the moment we are already accomplishing his goal. We are adding to the spice of life, as they say, by sharing the love of God. Now, many of the faithful like to disqualify themselves prematurely, and I think the most widely used excuse of this particular era is the following, or some version of it. People like to say, I know there are problems in the world, but I just have a lot of personal trauma that I'm trying to work through right now, so I don't really think I can help anyone else. The devil loves when you think that way, just so you know. And as a way to try and speak against that, let me explain in a paraphrased form the first reading. It says, take care of others. Take care of them however you can. Do the corporal works of mercy. And then it says this, quote, then your light shall break forth and your wound shall quickly be healed. And you shall rejoice. For in helping others, you will receive healing and thus can praise the Lord, which is the basis of testimony given freely to others. That increase of faith produces healing in them as well. So yes, you may have your issues. That may be true. But this doesn't disqualify you from spreading the gospel. For the gospel is nothing more than the testimony about how the love of God has changed your life. We are simple beings, just like salt is a simple chemical reaction. Yet even in our simplicity, the Lord loves us, values us, and expects us to be his co-workers. Our words have the ability to beautifully highlight the gospel, or our vanity can make people repulsed from Christianity like one would turn away from overly salted food. Choose this day to cooperate even more deeply with God's will for you, knowing that he has prepared you for greatness. But it is up to you to respond to his invitation. In service to others and in service to the gospel, we find our deepest meaning and purpose. Don't waste your great value and your power.